This is a HeadGum Podcast.
We've all been there, rummaging through pipes, dodging man-eating Venus flytraps, grabbing coins, fighting hammer-slinging turtles, and stumbling upon polka-dotted mushrooms, eating them, turning into giants, and going on full-blown rampages.
Relatable.
Huh? Wait, what? Huh?
Super Mario. He eats the mushroom. He gets big and strong.
He eats the mushroom. He gets big and strong. Yes.
Schedule 35 is kind of like the Super Mario mushroom, but for your mind.
Okay.
Schedule 35 will send you precisely measured microdoses of psilocybin that you can take daily to enhance your day without seeing, well, man-eating Venus flytraps.
Oh, okay. There is an emerging movement around psilocybin, and it's proven to help with mental health, PTSD, anxiety, and depression. And studies have shown that psilocybin works by creating new neural networks in the brain, which help boost focus, creativity, mood enhancement, and help fight addiction.
I've had friends with PTSD who have used psilocybin and said it completely changed their life. Pretty cool.
And Schedule 35 ships all across Canada and the U.S. and is the most notable brand currently operating in the space. All products come with guides that make microdosing easy to understand.
All customers will need to be age verified, 19 plus in Canada and 21 plus in the U.S. They will receive an invite code.
Oh, so I probably have to prove my age. Let me get out my...
Adel, you're 60.
Driver's license. Okay, fair enough. For all of our products and to get an invite code, visit www.schedule35.co. Our goal is to destigmatize and re-educate on the science and real-world benefits of psilocybin, as well as making it accessible for everyone. Because mentally, sometimes I'm like, you know, the princess is in another castle, and I can't deal with that. I need something.
Amen, Mario. Aaron, how do you say it? Is it Mario or Mario?
Marry me.
Oh, okay. Aaron,
something's on the right. So get 15% off with code RIDDLE at schedule35.co. That's 15% off at schedule35.co and use code RIDDLE.
And when you use Schedule 35, you're gonna win, right?
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. From that thing.
You're going to win? Yeah.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Oh, the men were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And we're your premier podcast for riddies and puzzies. How are we all doing today?
I'm so glad you asked. I'm doing awful. How long do you have? Just kidding. Wouldn't that be funny?
Sounds good, JPC. And I'm Aaron Keefe.
Aaron, I wanted to ask you, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm pretty awful. How much time do you have?
Remember, listeners, use the hashtag Keefing It Real. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the context is. You're promoting your own thing. You want to send Aaron some praise. Aaron Keefe deserves the hashtag Keefing It Real.
But please don't spell my name wrong. It's K-E-I-F, not K-I-E-F.
That's a suggestion. Spell it how you want.
No. Like E-I-E-I-O-K-E-I-F.
And when we said sending Aaron some praise, we meant P-R-A-Y-S. That's right. Pray to Aaron. She's your new god. She's the god of comedy, and she is a podcasting god.
And her favorite movie is Keefin' the Faith. Mm-hmm. It's Edward Norton and Ben Stiller as a rabbi and a priest. And boy, oh boy.
Does that exist?
Oh, yeah. Keepin' the Faith?
Oh, I thought our favorite movie was Keefe Pray Love. Oh, boy.
Let's just do this for the whole episode.
Eat, pray, Keefe.
You guys keep talking. Buy some time. Let's think of some more.
Buy some time. Keefe.
Oh, wait. That's what you can do is think of movies that my name fits into.
Keefe the
and
parents.
Then hashtag Keefin' It Real.
Keefe the parents, Keefin' It Real.
Keefe the parents? Is that a Meet the Parents? Why don't you just do Keefe the Fockers? Everyone knows that.
Keefe, Keefe, Bang, Bang.
Oh, Keefe, Keefe, Bang, Bang. I actually love that movie.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Dark comedy.
Turnover New Keefe.
Last of the Mokeefans. No,
Last of the Mokeefans. Ah, damn it.
I hate that
you
one.
Win, you win. Well, for today's episode, JPC is going to be Old Man Puzzles.
Because I won that? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So we got a new Old Man Puzzles in the Puzzle Dome, and his puzzles reign supreme. So you all remember
Rain, R-A-I-N,
Wilson.
Supreme spelled like Diana Ross, which is the same.
So you all remember how things work when JPC is the Lord of the Puzzle Dome.
You're going to be JP Riddles, and we're going to hear another excerpt from Swan Lumps.
All right, we may at some point in today's podcast hear another one of my famous, or one of, not my, I don't know the man. I have great respect for him. And
you keep going to the bathroom when he comes in here, JPC. It's pretty wild.
Well, I have to jerk off because...
You stay in the room, but you go to the bathroom. It's the worst.
It's a living. But yeah, we may hear from J.P. Riddles, a very talented author, and one of his swan lumps. But before we really can get into that, we have to do what we all do when we step into the Riddle Dome, which is some old man riddles warm-ups. Are y'all ready for me to
Keefin
blow?
At Bernie's.
Weekend at Keefin. TV's.
All right, Weekend at Keefin's is the standout winner of that round of warm-up riddles. The riddle there was, what sucks?
Oh, I got it. Weekend Keefin's.
Weekend Keefin's. Paddington 2, Keefe. the answer to that riddle, what sucks, was everything that was just said. Are you guys ready? Here's your first warm-up riddle. Mm-hmm. What has a head, a tail, is brown,
dog.
And has no legs? It has dog. I really like the game where you shout out an answer to a riddle before it's done.
Gotta go with the first choice. Don't
what
overthink it.
What has a head, a tail, is brown, and has no legs?
I know.
Oh, it's the worst feeling in the world to be in this room when everyone else knows and I don't know, because all I'm thinking about are the people in their cars right now shouting out the answer. Is it a book?
Yes, it's a book. You got it.
I don't care.
Almost said I don't care.
I do care, but I'm embarrassed. You know when you're like embarrassed you don't know something and you lash out?
No, I'm a white man. Why would I ever know that feeling? In God's country, America? Why would I know that feeling?
Here, Aaron, I'll give...
I'm God now. Remember
that. Oh, that's true. Oh, no!
I'll give you a hint. Maybe this is wrong. I believe it's the name of Inspector Gadget's daughter.
What year do you think I was born?
You tried to help her and she burned your ass so bad.
Honestly, don't know it,
Dan. Daughter? He has a daughter?
Yeah, Inspector Gadget has a daughter.
Job.
Yeah.
Most things are robotic, but one thing still works.
His job.
Sense of detective. Yeah. It's a penny.
The answer is it's a penny.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's also what his daughter's named.
I feel like you could have done, there's some other references with Penny in it.
The reason I was caught up on that, because I was like, I think that's Inspector Gadget's daughter, but then they also, in between Saturday morning cartoons, they used to have that claymation girl who had pennies for eyes. Do you remember that?
That's terrifying.
And so I was like,
what?
Do you remember that?
No, this sounds like a nightmare.
During Saturday morning cartoons, there was like a claymation girl with pigtails, and she would talk and like...
Was she telling you to kill your family?
It was mostly like go into your parents' bedroom, find their valuables,
kill your family. Happy Saturday.
But she had pennies for eyes, and I feel like she would just like show up in between. So they do that thing where it's like, after these messages, we'll be right back.
Why are your eyes closed when you're telling us this story?
I have to savor the memory.
Wait, what were some of the cartoons that you'd watch? What was that interrupting?
Darkwing Duck. We're talking Eek the Cat. We're talking, that's about it.
Yeah, Darkwing Duck. This pennies for eyes thing, that sounds like Boondock Saints, where you would put like pennies over the eyes of a person you were going to like murder.
Yeah, it was that Saturday morning cartoon with Willem Dafoe. You know, the scary one.
I used to watch One Saturday Morning. Did you watch that? We didn't have cable, but I got to watch Recess every
Saturday. Oh, yeah, Recess. I was going to say Recess was on One Saturday Morning. Yeah.
I don't know what this is.
You go, One Saturday Morning.
Do you guys watch Snick at Night? Hey, fuck Jesus you both.
Snick at Night. What a dumbass. I used to watch Digimon. And I love Digimon because the theme song for Digimon was Digimon, digital monsters, Digimon are the champions. And
if you don't know the theme song, don't make one up.
My favorite part about doing this podcast with you guys is that none of us respect each other. We certainly don't respect each other's time or
give
efforts.
Us another warm-up, shitbird.
Or energy. All right, I do have another warm-up for
I'm
you,
ready.
Right? You carry it everywhere you go, and it does not get heavy. What is it?
Shame.
A soul.
Guilt. What would you say?
A soul.
Shame, guilt, a soul.
You carry it everywhere you go, but it doesn't get heavy.
Yeah, so this is interesting because it told me some specific things about you, Adel and Aaron. Adel, you said a soul, so your soul is not burdened by anything. Mm-hmm. And Aaron, you said guilt. So you've killed a person.
A person?
But it does not get heavy.
The past.
You carry it everywhere you go, and it does not get heavy. What
Heartbreak.
Is it?
Heartbreak.
I will say that this...
Honestly, it's got to be those Mack Weldon sweatpants.
All right, relax.
He talks about them all the time.
He talks about them all the time. I think I would like to say this, that you guys are throwing out a lot of intangible things there. It's not an intangible thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's usually... That's... Okay, in our defense, it's usually an intangible thing.
I know.
Thing.
That's usually how riddles work. It's
it's
always...
Is it a fart?
Wait, well, no. Let the silence... Let the silence go another 15
Talk
seconds.
Talk about silent but deadly. I did two good fart jokes back to back.
Good.
No, it's not a fart. You can carry it everywhere. You can carry it everywhere. You go.
I did this podcast in hopes that that sentence would have been said eventually. No, it's not a fart.
No, it's not a fart, but close. You can carry it everywhere you go. And it does not get heavy. What is it?
A bus card. You carry it everywhere you go, but it does not get heavy.
I'll give you a hint. He's not heavy.
Bob Dylan.
He's my brother. It's my brother.
The Weight, the band. Take a load off Annie.
No, that's not a good hint. That hint is nothing. Let me try to think of... okay, so you're both... you both would... Like, if you left here tonight, you'd be carrying it with you.
But it's not an intangible?
It's not an intangible.
My hair.
Socks.
What'd you say?
Aaron, you've got it absolutely correct. It's my hair.
Really?
Yeah, it's hair.
JPC's hair?
It's JPC's hair.
Wait, it doesn't get any heavier? What if your hair grows?
Yeah, you got it. You got it. You solved it.
Honestly, I'm taking this ready to court.
Oh, are we going into riddle court?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're now joining us, Kevin's and Susie's, for a special episode of Riddle Court. I'm your judge, Judge JPC.
Wait, I gotta announce. I'm the guy who goes.
Oh.
Please stand for Judge JPC.
Thank you, Bailiff Stroopwafel.
Yeah, Bailiff Stroopwafel, thank you. I am standing.
And everyone, please take your seats.
And I'm the person who types real fast.
My mom was a stenographer.
Ooh, that's not easy.
No, it's A. Trust me, my mom ain't easy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's not what I thought last night.
What did you do with my mom last night?
Your Honor, is this relevant?
You're right. It's not relevant.
I typed it all.
Okay. Too. Thank you, Victoria Stewart. My
Your Honor, I'll be
name.
Representing myself against the riddy that ends with my hair.
Okay, you're the defendant, and the prosecution?
Jesus, catch up.
Oh, is that me? Can you be the prosecution? I want to go.
Your Honor, clearly the prosecution is a Southern lawyer who gave up halfway through.
I'm tired, and I already see where this bit is going,
lawyers,
so I'm going to
Lawyers, please approach the bench.
Okay.
I didn't want to be one
this
of the lawyers.
This is a beautiful park bench. Did you just park?
I'm sorry? Yes,
How
I
do
did.
I write that down?
B-R-M-M-M-R-R-M.
Really, I would say P-F-F-F-F-T. I'm taking you to court.
P-F-F-F-T?
All
Paul F. Tompkins?
All stand. Everybody rise up for...
Rise up.
Judge JPC in the spelling of farts court.
Oh, no. We're going to spelling of farts court?
Can't believe this is our last episode.
Well, I can't. We had a good run, and it was a bad podcast.
Good run, bad podcast. Honestly, that's going to be our final shirt.
Okay, let's
First and final shirt.
First mm-hmm. and final shirt. Let's do some another warm-up riddle. David's father...
Actually, this brings me to my favorite segment that we're doing for the first time.
Oh, okay.
This segment is specifically because JPC is Old Man Puzzles. Mm-hmm. This segment is called Snagglepuzz. Or I want you to read a puzzle in the voice of Snagglepuss.
And to get into Snagglepuss, Aaron, can you give me a word that I should say in a Boston accent?
Keef.
Okay, I think I got it. David's father has three sons even. Snap, Crackle, and...
Pop.
David even. You see, it was a bit of a misdirect, wasn't it?
In what... horrible man is naming their kids Snap and Crackle.
So David's father.
So the riddle was taking me right, but then it ended up going...
Stage left.
Even?
Cha-cha.
Oh, no.
My Snagglepuss always ends up with a little bit of Dennis Miller, doesn't it, cha-cha?
Oh, brother. If you were named... No, I actually...
Brother. Oh, brother, we're out, Keith.
Oh, Keith, we're out, Keith. Okay, I want to see a
Trump
theme.
Donald Trump makes Vladimir Putin look like Snaggletooth's Jabberjaw. Cha-cha.
I would like to see a scene, and you are Snap and Crackle, and you're going home for Thanksgiving, and you're just venting about how David got a normal name, and you two got stuck with Snap and Crackle.
Hey, Crackle.
Hey, Snap.
You know how we're elves and we make cereal?
Yeah, I know.
I feel like sometimes, you know, when I get home from work and making delicious popped crisps.
Yeah, we make the crisps.
I feel like I resent David. You know, because David got a normal name. Yeah. Can you turn down the radio?
I'm sorry.
I'm talking to you.
I'm sorry, yes. No, yeah.
I don't care if Train is playing on the radio.
What do you
turn
want?
It down.
What do you want from me, okay? Because David's a lawyer.
I want to commiserate. I want to commiserate.
And we make cereal and David has a wife and a house.
Shit. Put the pot away.
Oh, God.
The pot of gold.
Oh, God. The pot of gold.
Put the pot of gold away. Be cool, be cool, be cool.
Be cool, be cool.
Put the gun in the glove box.
Excuse me.
Let me roll down the window first, officer. What seems to be the problem?
Do you know how fast you were going?
Too fast?
Too furious. Too fast for y'all.
Hashtag
for
keeping
sure.
it real.
What?
Keeping it real? Have you heard that?
Can I see some license and registration, please?
Yeah.
License and registration or some license and registration?
Yours.
Okay, here you go.
This is not your name.
No, it is.
This is not a real name. This
no, it is.
Not your name.
No, it's my real name.
You're not named Snap.
No, I am.
No,
yeah,
you're not.
I mean, my name's Crackle, so.
You're making this worse.
No.
Step out of the car.
That's, oh.
Do I
smell gold? Do I smell a pot of gold?
No.
I smell gold.
No.
Get out.
No.
Open your trunk for me, sir.
Okay, I'm just going to open the trunk.
Oh, my God, there's a body.
I'm not dead, please. They're going to eat me.
Shut
they're
the fuck
turn
up.
They're going to turn me into cereal.
It's a living. It's a what?
I was going to say it's a Keebler elf.
Because
you know there's beef there.
Hey,
a Keefler elf.
A Keefler elf. And you know there's Keef there.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Keef. No, Lord of the Keef, the Fellowship of the Keef.
Man, I thought for some of these we'd be overreaching. But so far, so Keef.
What is it?
So Keef so far.
All right, guys, this is the last of the warm-up riddles. Then we get into some real hard-hitting stuff.
Sure.
Wait, we do riddles on this podcast?
Sure, we do. Sometimes we do, and most of the times we
don't. Do we do puzzies?
This will be a puzzle.
Okay.
What is it that when you take away the whole, you still have some left over?
What is it when you take away the whole? How's whole spelled?
It's just is spelled.
You busted.
See in the atmosphere. Hey.
That's not a whole song.
Yeah, I know. I don't know any whole songs. It's whole. You still have some left over.
When you take away the whole, how do you have
what
some? How's some left? How's some
S-O-M-E.
Spelled?
S-O-M-E. What is it that when you take away the whole, you still have some left?
Take a whole.
A heart. Nope.
Nope, Aaron. Well, this brings us back to our segment. Dead stop.
Dead stop.
Oh.
What do you mean? You said when you take... The question
I don't want to go to court.
What is it that when you take away the whole, you still have some left and you said a heart?
Well, I just feel like even if you fully break my heart, there's still a part of it that's still going. I don't want to go to court. I'm tired. And my brain is half listening, half trying to think of movies to put my name into.
It's a typical Aaron Day.
Yeah.
thinking about me all the time. And it's fun. And
guess
it's easy. And it's
guess
great.
Guess who's keefing a dinner?
Oh, boy. Does anyone have
I
a
like
guess?
That one.
Some like a keef.
Does
like
anyone
that.
Have
Some
a guess?
Some keef it hot.
Wag the keef the dog. Does anyone have a guess as to what this
Wag
is?
Wag keef dog. What?
Saving Private Keef. It's nothing. This game is nothing. What is it that when you take away the whole, you still have some left over?
Can this we get
one,
a hint?
This one may be hard. Your hint is it's a word.
Oh. Good hint. When you take away the whole, you still have some left.
Yeah.
It's got to be H-O-L-E.
Yeah. No, it's W-H-O-L-E.
Milk. Whole milk. You still have 2% left.
Think about it literally. When you take away the whole, you still have some left over, and it's one word.
Addition. Math.
What's the word?
When whole. You still have some left.
Some.
Wholesome.
Wholesome. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm taking that riddle to court.
It's we're busy today.
Is that the court talking?
You know how when you go to court and they're busy for the day? Ah, I love the American
judicial system.
There's a sign
that says gone to beach.
Hey, someone ran over my sister. Honestly, oh, we busy.
And
court busy.
Court busy.
We actually all had a slumber party last night and we're a little on time.
Goodbye, sister. Court busy.
Bye, court busy.
All right, you guys ready for this riddle?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
This one I think is really going to be a riddle.
I don't need you to preface any of these.
Oh, and we actually have a special guest to read this riddle.
Oh, God.
And that is J.P. Riddles himself reading the riddle from one of his famous Swan Lumps books.
Let's gather around. Let's gather
around. Let's gather around the campfire.
Well, hello there, children.
Hi, J.P. Riddles.
Oh, it's me, J.P. Riddles.
You look
That's
worse.
That's what I just said.
What do you mean I look worse?
You look like you've aged 20 years.
Yeah, since the last time we saw you, which was just a couple days ago.
Well, yeah, well, last time it was night and this is the day.
Have you just been eating all these Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs?
No, these are the neighborhood kids throw these in my yard.
They're
these
cold.
Well, they're empty. What do you mean they're cold? It's canned.
Are you living out here?
No, I live in the house. Why would I live in the yard?
There's I can see one of your testicles through your shorts.
That's the way the shorts were designed.
I don't think so. Billabong doesn't make shorts like that.
Well, these are Billabong. They're Bogabills. I can't afford Billabongs.
You have Chef Boyardee all over your fingers.
Yeah, well, I had to clear off the cans from the yard. Every part of this is explainable.
Why is it on the corner of your mouth?
Well, I tripped when I was cleaning it up, and I rubbed, you know when you rub your finger in your mouth like you got an idea or a secret?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Is your wife not? Read the story.
Would you like to hear one of my swan lumps or not?
Yes. What?
Why does the town call you the worst man that's ever lived?
Okay, well, I lost one vote to have my name replaced with that, and that's what I am.
And we have a statue for R.L. Stine in the middle of town.
I know.
Why don't we have a statue for you?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, J.P. Riddles had a statue put up, but I guess it was deemed to be pornography by the... by the judicial board, and I lost a court case, and so now the statue's here in my yard. And as you can see, it's covered in Chef Boyardee cans because some of the naughtier parts. Can I read my swan
yes,
lump or not?
Please.
Why would you sculpt one testicle coming out of the shorts?
Swan lumps.
That's one of my swan lumps. All right. Okay. This is a riddle from the Cuckoo Bird's Conundrum. Swan Lumps 104.
That J.K. Rowling book?
Shut up! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. J.P. Riddles didn't mean to yell. This is a riddle from the Cuckoo Bird's Conundrum. Swan Lumps 104.
J.P. Riddles, J.K. Rowling. Are you related to J.K. Rowling?
Right, what's the riddle?
Let me read the riddle. They have not flesh, nor feathers, nor scales, nor bone. Yet they have fingers and thumbs of their own.
Dog, it's the dog.
What? Yeah. Oh, it's dogs.
Is it you?
Wait, I got flesh and bones. I got bone all night. I'll
Does
have
it
you
look
kids
like
know.
It? Are you Jesus. Okay?
I'm fine. I'm full of Chef Boyardee. I'm living in my yard. I'm good.
You said you didn't eat. Oh, hey, brother.
Real quick, can you repeat I can bone all night into this tape recorder?
All right. Here's the riddle one more time. It's from the Cuckoo Bird's Conundrum. Swan Lumps 104 or 9. It's for both. I repeated a book. They have not flesh, nor feathers, nor scales, nor bone. If they have fingers and thumbs of their own, what are they?
Gloves.
Yeah,
probably gloves.
Yeah, you got it. It's gloves.
So worth it.
You happy, smart guy?
That journey could have been shorter.
What's your name, smart guy?
My name is Michael.
Michael. What's your last name, Michael?
Michelson.
Michael Michelson. I got another little swan lumps for you. You ready for it?
Oh, it's not over.
Yeah, there's another one.
Why are you just raising the back of your hand?
Yeah, here's one for you, little buddy. There once was an annoying shitbird brat who lived in a small town with an angry pervert. And this pervert had been kicked out of his house by a wife who hates him, and so he's in his yard with his pornography statue, and he's eating Chef Boyardee off the ground.
Sounds like you, Michael.
And it's not Chef Boyardee he bought in a store, mind you. It's Chef Boyardee that neighborhood boys and girls have thrown at him. But he's making the best out of a bad situation. He's getting a little meal. And sure, he's cutting his fingers up pretty bad on those cans, but makes the fingers bloody, and oh, the blood hides the pain. Anyway, this dumb shitbird little kid comes in and runs his mouth off because he thinks he knows the answer to the riddle. And guess what he does? He's the smartest boy in town. But I'll tell you something this little kid doesn't know. I'm going to stab you in the heart and give you hepatitis.
Is it gloves?
Gloves.
Actually, can I hear it again?
Oh, boy. All right, good night, everybody.
It's a living.
It's 3 a.m.
Wow, thanks, J.P. Riddles. Oh, I always love it when he stops by and does one of his...
J.P.C., you were just in the bathroom. You missed it.
Oh, man.
J.P. Riddles was here.
I was just in the corner peeing on myself. You
It took forever.
Well, you know what? I'm pee shy.
Yeah.
There's people and a lot of screaming. Okay, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another riddle. This one is going to... I would say this one is going to be so frickin' hard. But I don't know the answer to it, so.
That's fine, because I've been having a lot of fun in this episode, so I'm ready to get serious.
What is black when you buy it, red when you use it, and gray when you throw it away?
Coffee.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't think that that's the answer.
What is black when you buy it, red when you use it, and gray when you throw it away?
Yes. Black to buy, red to use, gray to throw away.
Ink.
Ink, okay. You buy black ink, but blood. When you use black ink, it writes as blood.
A lobster.
No. Maybe.
No.
They that turn sort of red when you cook them?
That sounds right.
Is poop gray? Let me ask you guys a question.
Real quick, let me ask you a question. What's going on?
As women and doctors, is poop can't be, it shouldn't be. That right? You would... If you saw some poop, you wouldn't say that's
gray. Honestly, call your doctor.
Call your doctor. Ask him if poop's gray.
Oh, I thought you were doing, call your doctor. Yeah, yeah. My poop is so gray. Black when you buy it. Red when you use it. Gray when you throw it away.
No Country for Old Keith.
A horse.
What do you buy that's black? Tar.
Tar, of
black
course.
Black tar heroin.
Black tar heroin.
Black when you buy it.
You shoot it red up in your veins and
you
it's
heat
red.
It up. You heat it up and it turns red.
I have a question about the wording. Black when you buy it, red when you use it?
Red Christmas. When you use it.
Okay.
I think it's heroin. So black tar heroin, when you shoot it up, you have to like mix it with your blood before you shoot it back into your arm.
Oh.
Am I teaching people
how to
do heroin?
Oh, I know what it is.
And then you die.
I figured it out.
You
Wait,
die.
Figured it out.
If you figured
gray.
It out, can you give us a hint?
The hint is, this is something that you would probably buy, in the summer.
Black tar heroin.
Yep.
This is something you'd buy in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
A pool.
A sunburn.
It's a pool.
You buy a black pool, you fill it up with red water, and then everyone's like, this pool's gray.
Sunglass.
Well, it's not a pool. It's a whole sun.
Black hole sun.
Mm-hmm.
Won't you come, take away the pain. God damn it. Black when you buy it, red when you use it.
You're going to buy it in the summer. You're going to use it. When you use it, you can only use it for maybe like an hour and then it's done. And you can never use it again.
I think I know what it is. Yes, I know what it is.
I think gang, I never caffeinate properly for this podcast and I'm really sorry.
You feel fully caffeinated? It just feels like you're thinking of movies to substitute the word keef into. Because you've taken a whole sheet of notebook paper and doodled your way.
I don't know what you mean. There will be Keef. There Keef will be blood.
There Keef will be blood. This one just says Keef, and I think you were going for Hitch.
Oh, this one just says Keef.
I think you're going
for Jaws.
I just had a conversation with people that we want to do a lady remake of Hitch. Oh. We were trying to do a perfect
casting
of that.
What would you call it? Just still Hitch?
Hitch.
Or would you call it like...
Mitch?
Mitch.
Yeah, like
after your brother-in-law?
Yeah. Another rhyming.
What were we talking about?
So
we were talking about the riddle.
The summer. I don't know.
It's charcoal.
It's charcoal. I think. Let's check the answer. It's charcoal.
Oh, that makes sense.
Black when you buy it. You burn it when it's red. And then it's gray when you throw that little crap away.
That's a good one.
Yeah, pretty good.
Because it's like everything makes sense. You didn't add any like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
JPC has said that before, that we go crazy when there's too much information that's not important to the riddle. And then
wait, did you two have a conversation without me?
Yeah, like when we were having lunch
Aaron,
the other
Aaron,
day.
Aaron,
you said we go crazy?
When we were hanging
Aaron,
out on
Aaron,
your birthday.
Aaron, keep telling the story.
When
You're
we
doing
told
good.
You that you...
Honestly, I'm taking JPC to court. If they're not busy.
No boys allowed. You
Damn
can't
it.
Come into court.
That sucks that they did
Court's
that.
A girls' club
Yeah,
now.
It's a total girls' court. Ooh, I would watch girls' court.
What if you made a remake of Night Court with all women and it was called girls' court?
And it's called Hitch.
It's called Bitch Court.
God.
I would watch that.
Now that I'm hearing it, I would watch it.
I'd write that.
I would definitely watch a show called Bitch Court.
It's just a bunch of women who are really good at their jobs.
I think Bitch Court would set us all back a little bit, but...
Adel, JPC, I am a mind reader now. I can read your mind and predict things about you.
Prove it. What am I thinking about right now?
French fries.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right.
Great. Now I'm thinking about French fries.
It seems like I bet that you two have subscriptions you've forgotten about. I bet you've signed up for free trials of things and forgotten to go back and cancel, or just forget that you have subscriptions to streaming services that you're no longer using. Is that correct?
Oof, we did just on the way over here sign up for frenchfries.com.
Yeah, it's like a monthly. They send you french fries in the mail from all over the France.
All over the France.
Well, don't fear. You can now use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And I'll tell you a little secret about me. I've been using Rocket Money way before they became a sponsor of the show.
Wait, now I'm reading Aaron's mind. Aaron, are you thinking that Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features?
How did you do that? I'm the mind reader.
Okay, I'm going to put it myself in Rocket Money and just going to go over some of the... Okay, so it can show me all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, it can help me cancel in a few taps. Let's see, what do I have here? Freshfreets.com, Frenchfries.com, OnlineFriesNow.com... OrderMyFries.com.
WaffleTaters.org.
Rate My Salt. What could that be? Oh, it's a French fry website. Okay, cool.
While JPC is reading these, I will tell you that Rocket Money can even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. It's like having a personal assistant. It's amazing.
And I don't want to deal with customer service because... all of these services I'm using are French. And that's all I'll say. That's all I'll say about that. But if we've ever dealt with French customer service before, I just all I'll say.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. RIDDLE. rocketmoney.com/riddle.
Well, Aaron, you saved me some money. Should we all go get some fries?
You read my mind.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Adel, JPC, come over here quick.
Okay.
What? Created a hilarious new website.
Ooh, Squarespace?
Yeah, Aaron, did you use Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online? Is that what you used, Aaron?
Oh, big time. I used Squarespace and it was super intuitive and easy.
Okay. Super intuitive and easy. Sounds like my Friday night.
Well...
got away from me.
I got jpcisold.com, and it's a website totally dedicated to how old JPC
finally,
is.
Finally.
Okay.
The albatross is off my neck and onto another's.
I'm looking at jpcisold.com, and I'm noticing that it also has flexible payments, which it also says in parentheses, things that JPC can't do. I guess it's a crack at me being old and not flexible. But
exactly.
It looks like it makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools, accepting credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offers customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay.
Mm-hmm. And I can sell exclusive content on my site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses. I teach a class on how to best call you old. It's awesome. It's already sold out.
Yeah, and it looks like they also offer video collections. JPC Video, it's sort of like drawings, when you flip through drawings really fast with your thumb.
Yeah.
You can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages.
Aaron, I gotta say, this is a beautiful website, and I wish it was happening to anybody else.
But it's happening to you.
And if you want it to happen to you, wait, hold on. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
JPC is old.
So old.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hi, welcome to my yard sale. Feel free to look around. Let me know if you have any questions. Okay. I have some BetterHelp and a cooler here if anybody needs any.
Oh, you have BetterHelp, the online therapy BetterHelp in a cooler?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, cool. It's like entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to my schedule. So I can sort of like message my therapist anytime and get a timely response from them.
Yep. You just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with licensed therapists. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. All that is right in my icebox here, my little cooler.
Oh my gosh.
Huh. Incredible. And it's BetterHelp. It's the service BetterHelp, right? The one I'm thinking of, it's a, you know, uses online therapy as a safe space to get things off your chest and kind of figure out whatever's going on with you, kind of giving you an opportunity to talk through that. And that's the service BetterHelp.
Yeah, it's located inside the cooler here. But yeah, look around. We have some books. We have clothes.
I mean, I use BetterHelp, and it's the best therapy I've ever had because it works totally. I don't have to drive anywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't have to stress about it. Huh. Okay. That's great.
And I guess if, you know, for anyone who's listening, because there's some people here at the yard sale, I guess I would say to everyone who's kind of here at the yard sale, you could give BetterHelp a try if you're trying to get into therapy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle.
Actually, I opened the cooler. I have bottled water.
Oh, bottled water.
Oh, okay. That's where the confusion was. Yeah. I see.
I guess we'll take some of these pants with the butt blown out.
BetterHelp.com/riddle.
But I'd watch it. You guys ready for this one?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I pass before the sun, yet make no shadow.
Moon.
What am I?
Dog. I pass before the sun.
That makes a shadow.
The father. The sun, father who's walking out on the family. This is the sun's ex.
Oh, it's S-U-N. I pass before the sun. Oh, that would be funny. A father who passes before his son.
He dies.
We hope that that happens, right?
Yeah.
As long as he has a tape recorder and... So read it one more time.
I pass before the sun, yet make no shadow. What am I? Sonic the Hedgehog.
Jupiter.
Yet make no shadow.
I pass before the sun.
Is this like an eclipse thing?
It's the Earth. Because it passes before the sun, here's but a, we don't see the shadow.
Here's a quick quiz. What are all the planets starting from the one closest to the sun?
We got John Lithgow. Mm-hmm. We got the Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Uh-huh.
Yep. We have the...
Old squinty eyes himself.
Fritz Stewart.
I always want to call him Jimmy Fallon.
We have Christy, what's her name?
Yamaguchi.
Hiccups.
Allie.
Here's what Christy. We got. Aaron, you think you're going to stump me. You're not. We got Mercury. We got Venus. We got Earth, mm-hmm. which is the third rock from the sun. We got Mars.
Which is where, oddly, it's fun because that's where they also made the TV show, which is third rock from the sun.
Mm-hmm. Mars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got Tatooine. Mm-hmm. We have...
Jadakiss.
Meanwhile,
we have Drew
Tatooine.
Hill. We have the Daily Planet.
Cisco, Return of the Dragon.
Uranus.
Mm-hmm. We have Uranus.
The Thong Song.
We skip Pluto.
Yeah, we don't do Pluto because
that's just
anymore.
A chunk of ice.
That's we go last, straight. So it's, what do we, if we're skipping it?
We go straight to Plato.
Pluto is Goofy's dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Goofy is a dog?
Oh, this old hack bit? What Goofy talk, but his dog no talk?
This is from JPC's stand-up.
I pass before the sun, yet make no shadow. Why am it? I?
The night.
Oh.
It passes. It passes. It's I guess, gone before the sun.
I mean, the earth, I think, is a good guess. The night, I guess...
People. No.
I pass before the sun. Honestly, it's a fart.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to start. So there's no more full stops that happen at me. The moment I know I've said something wrong, I'm going to yell no.
Well, no more full stops, but there will be dead stops.
Dead stops, yeah. That's when we stop dead. I don't know the answer to this. I pass before the sun.
I think it's the earth, right?
Okay, I looked at the answer. Adel?
Yeah.
You are closest, but not with the Earth. Mm. You had a guess that was closer.
What else did I say?
This is why it pays to listen.
A dog. This I said is a true. Dog.
It's not a dog. I pass before the sun. John Lithgow. Make no shadow. What am I?
It's is it John Stewart. Lithgow?
No, it's not. It's not. That's not the right vein.
It's not a planet.
Break it to us easy. Is it John Lithgow?
No, it's
I
not.
I gotta know.
I can't be.
Mad About Keefe.
You ready for it?
Keefe Under Fire. Grace Under Keefe.
You ready for this answer?
Yeah.
It's the wind.
Hmm. Okay.
Wind doesn't leave a shadow. Also, you were closest with fart. Because okay. Fart is kind of like the wind from your butt.
What? Wind leaves a shadow.
I'm having fun.
I've seen...
You've seen Wind Leaves a Shadow?
Quick check-in. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much fun are we having? Aaron?
A lot of fun.
JPC?
I also am here.
Say it too.
Can you please?
Okay, so here's a role play for that. That was very ambiguous, but it gave you guys a little bit of trouble. You are two wind scientists. Cool. Mm-hmm. You're living on a... I'm going to say these words.
I'm going to need the actual name for a wind scientist.
Wind scientist.
Okay. There you
go. You're living on a wind platform in the ocean, and you're studying the wind. But
checks out.
You guys are trying to decide if wind has a shadow. You're trying to settle it definitively once and for all. We see that scene.
Kevin, I know we both have our doctorate in wind.
Yeah, yes.
But what I'm saying is that wind leaves a shadow when there's leaves in the wind.
Oh. But isn't that still wind, Susie? Just because it picks up accoutrement and carries it across the plain or the water, whatever it might be, isn't that part of the wind?
I hate you.
I hate you. Let me ask you something. Let me pose you a little question here.
Why are you posing while you ask me a question?
Because
you look ridiculous.
I was on the cover of Ecological Wind magazine.
You look like a common fool that have been stuck in this wind platform with you.
Let me ask you something, Susie.
Yes.
Right now, you have about 10 pounds of quesadilla in your tummy, don't you? But you're still a human, right? If you walk around, I don't try and separate you from that quesadilla you went fucking hog wild on at the buffet, do I?
How?
Just like
you.
Leaves in the wind. Those leaves are like the quesadillas in your tummy. Where did we go wrong? Take me back. Listen, Susie, we're both 40.
No, I'm going to the other side.
We're both 40. What are we doing?
No, I'm walking to the other side of this wind platform that's in the middle of the ocean, a place where we both work. We're both wind scientists.
Can I tell you when I first fell in love with
you?
Hey,
pal, let her go.
Kevin, can you leave it alone?
Hey, look, the lady said she's going to walk away.
Look at this. Look at this magazine. Who do you see on the front?
That's
Yes, think up something.
Hold on.
Don't look
no,
at the magazine.
You're showing him the back of it. Yeah, that's J.P. Riddles is on the back of that magazine.
You
back.
Read Swan Lumps?
I do.
My man.
Show me the front of the magazine. I'll have a think real quick.
Here we go.
Okay, that's... I was not expecting that. I had something a little different in mind. That's a different picture than I was expecting. Oh, boy. Let's see.
Oh, the wind took it.
Clive Owen! Was it Clive Owen?
It was Clive Owen. Have you seen that movie... what's it called?
Children of Keefe?
Children of Keefe. Oh, I love that movie.
Keefe of Men.
Keeping it real.
Children Keefe Men.
Do you two listen to Hey Riddle Riddle?
Oh, brother.
That podcast where those three insane people killed each other late at night?
Wasn't that a lot of fun?
It was while it lasted. Oh, boy. Anyway, I'm going to go back to shuffling the wind.
Wait, Kevin, a question for a fellow wind scientist.
Sure.
In Super Mario Brothers 3, when Mario uses the warp whistle, a gust of wind seems to envelop him and carry him to another level, usually late in the game.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that work?
You know I don't like you, right?
Yeah, but I figured if
Where
you know...
Where did you two go wrong? Tell him about when you were in love with him.
Scene.
You feel seen?
I feel seen. And I feel heard, too.
Actually, these riddles... are not making me mad today.
Oh, well, Aaron, if I tried to accomplish something, it was to do riddles that would make you mad. So this is a real bummer for me. Okay, I like this one.
Cool. Before you start, that brings us to another segment.
Oh.
This one is called all the riddles in the world. And this is where JPC reads the riddle in the voice of Alan Alda.
That's a really good name for this segment, and there's no fucking chance that I can read a riddle as Alan Alda.
It's Alan Alda doing a Snagglepuss impression.
Charlie from Lost.
Charlie from Lost. Hold on, hold on. I'm gonna get a little bit more of an Alan Alda. This is as best as I can do.
Of course, this is our podcast where we audition for SNL.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Alan Alda's a real hot impression.
And then pit me into the voices I do.
A horny dog. What do? You do nothing. Mr. Alda, could you come here and read this riddle? It'd be my absolute pleasure to do so. There is an ancient invention still used in some parts of the world today that allows people to see through walls. What is it? And now he's leaving and he won't be answering any more questions.
I have it. I think I've got it.
There's an ancient invention that allows people to see through walls.
Still used in some parts of the world today.
X-ray machine. Aaron, stop dancing around the room. Where'd you get all those scarves?
That's sort of my thing. Scarves.
Sweat drip down my balls? Are you using my balls?
Mm-hmm. No, swan lumps.
My lovely swan lumps. Check it out.
You can see through walls.
So it's not window.
Radar.
What?
Which is another MASH character.
The answer is not window?
It is window.
Oh.
Dude, like you said, it's not window.
So it's not because I said to the
Is that really the answer?
The answer is window, yeah.
Does it appear that I got that? Did I get it?
You did. Aaron got it.
Here's what I want to see.
She got it.
She got Keith.
Welcome back to Bitch Court. We're great at our jobs and we make no apologies.
I get that we're not the ones to make that podcast, but someone please make Bitch
Court. Someone make that, yeah.
I just want a bunch of badass female lawyers killing it.
Here's what I want to see. I want to see a scene between the two of you. JPC, you'll be playing Professor Charles Xavier, leader of the X-Men.
Gotcha.
Aaron, I want you to be a new mutant who's coming to the school. Mm-hmm. And you're going to let, over the course of the scene, you're going to let Professor Xavier know that your power is that you can see through walls. But it turns out that just means that you can, you're tall enough to look through a window.
Mm-hmm.
And we take you to the, what is that called? The X Mansion?
Yeah, it's called Mansion X. It's called Charles Xavier's School for the Gifted or whatever.
Keith.
Or whatever.
X Keith. Continue.
You'll find that we have a very nice school here. There are lots of people who also have extraordinary abilities that you can befriend and teach each other lessons.
Oh, I should shield my eyes. Sorry, we shouldn't walk by this building. I can sort of see through walls. Oh,
you don't have to shield your gifts here at Charles Xavier's School for the Criminally Gifted or whatever. You can let your freak flag fly. I like nipple play.
What?
I
must have misheard you just now. Did you say something?
No, I said I like nipple play. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Oh,
it's just
no,
who
I can see through the wall over there. Do you? Oh, you don't even want to know what I can see.
Hello there, mon ami. You must have seen me on the other side of the wall.
Ah, this is Waterboy. Waterboy is
my name is Waterboy. I get the water.
Waterboy.
Mama said get the water. I can also charge playing cards and throw the playing cards. It's a fun little game I play.
Now, Waterboy, you give Gambit back his cards. You're in charge of getting the water and helping the Mud Dogs win the bourbon bowl.
How could he see me? How could he see? Could he see through
walls? What are you looking at,
too?
Bub?
Is everyone's power seeing through walls?
No. That's only certain people's powers. But we're outside, and it looks like we have a new friend who's auditioning for SNL who's coming up to us. So what's your name, friend?
My name is Wolverine.
Oh, yes, Bob.
And I have a...
Snick Snick.
Snick at Night. Do you ever watch Snick at Night?
Too young.
Well, we'll see you later, Wolverine.
Well, I had some, impressions I wanted to do. Not a five, but I had some impressions.
So Wolverine's gonna do some impressions.
Are you looking for Weekend Update writers, or what are you looking for? Because that would help me.
Ah, speaking of people who need to shield their eyes, I would like to introduce you to our friend Cyclops.
Hello. I have one eye in the middle of my head. I'm a mythical creature, but I love Jean Grey.
Oh, these are windows.
The rapper.
Scene. And Snick.
And Snick. As a kid, I always thought it was Shink.
Oh, his
in the comic
sound?
Book? Yeah. I thought it was Shink. But it's
Snick, right?
I learned it was Snick from...
You thought those N's were H's?
Well, I just read it as like Shink. Like, I thought it was that sound. But,
yeah, and then I said you thought those N's were H's.
I don't want to answer that question.
Okay.
But I learned that it was Snick from the guys on Hollywood Handbook. From
Shauna Hayes?
I think it was Hayes. Was
who could know?
He said he wanted to help do something on the Long Night podcast, the Wolverine podcast, Night.
Yeah.
And I jokingly was like, yeah, you could have been the Shink sound. And he goes, yeah, the Snick. And I go, what? And he goes, it's Snick. So he was very kind about it.
Wow, that's more
but he
kind
did correct
than I've
me.
Ever heard him
he
be.
He did correct me, yeah.
Do we have enough
time? We have time for 15 more.
15 more? Okay, hold on. I think I have one that I want to do.
Oh, what were the other ones?
Jesus Christ. Talking to you is just fucking
no respect for each other. But there's... What's there? Love?
Yeah, I'd say love.
Hatred?
I'd say... Latred.
Latred.
Huh?
Okay. So, I like this one. I am taken from a mine.
Liam Neeson.
Yep. It's Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson was the one who was classically taken in those movies. You're the fucking stupidest person I've ever met.
Let's check in about how much fun we're having, Aaron.
Let me take that again.
So much fun.
All right, ready? I am taken from a mine and shut up in a wooden case from which I am never released. And yet... I am used by almost everybody. What am I?
Gas.
It's a fart.
Natural gas.
Yeah, it's a fart.
Can you read it again?
I am taken from a mine and shut up in a wooden case from which I am never released.
Oh, wooden case.
And yet, I am used by almost everybody. I always want to think when there's a wooden case that it's a coffin.
Yeah.
What does that say about you?
Nothing.
In your fucking defeatist attitude?
Taken from a mine and shut up in a wooden case from which I'm never released, and yet I'm used by almost everybody.
Secrets. Do you know the answer to this
one? I don't know the answer to this one.
Taken from a mime?
From a mine.
Oh, from a mime. So it would be like a rope or the wind?
Or like a box, yeah.
Or a box. Taken from a mine, put up in a wooden crate, not seen ever again, but I'm used by everybody. Boo.
What do you think... When listeners know the answer and they hear us struggling, what do you think they do?
Oh, people have tweeted that they just scream the answer over and over, which honestly helps.
Yeah.
We can hear it.
I can hear it sometimes. I can pick it up in my headphones.
Listen, I watch Jeopardy all the time, and when I know the answer, those people are dumb as fuck.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When I don't, it's a hard question.
Here's the thing, though. I know I'm stupid because I've been me forever, so I understand that this is like a dumb guy. It doesn't hurt me that I don't know the answer to these riddles.
Have either of you ever been on Jeopardy?
No. Patrick Connolly has.
Yeah, great. So you know a person who has.
One of my best friends from growing up was, and he was winning, and then until Final Jeopardy, he flew
lost.
Too close to the sun and bet too much.
And the answer to that question was Icarus.
Yeah, wouldn't
oh,
that
wow.
have
what?
Been funny?
That's so much irony.
So what do you take out of mine? You take you take dead canaries. You take... Isn't natural gas in mines? Like, don't you drill down for natural gas?
Wooden box sounds important.
Wooden box. But I'm used by everyone. Would it just be coal? Everybody. I mean, because you don't see coal, but it's burned everywhere efficiently. I bet it's just coal.
What's the wooden box about?
Air.
Oh, it's air, Aaron. Oh, my God. You got
it's
it.
It's air. Did you know that 99% of... Earth's air is from a mine.
Mm-hmm. Most of the air is in the core of the earth, and it comes up.
Apples have cores. Am I helping? I have nipples, fucker. Can you milk me?
That's your second impression. Lauren, are you impressed?
I say that all the time just in my life. I love that line.
You also say, you do the math. I'll do the... What do you say?
You do the math, I'm doing the Alfredo. It's from a classic Olive Garden commercial. I have a hat that says you do the math and a t-shirt that says I'm doing the Alfredo.
You got those made for you?
I got those specifically made for
me. I love that.
I like to wear them when they're not part of the same piece.
That's also the same hat that Talia Shire wore in the set of The Godfather. I'm doing the Alfredo.
Hey, man, we're all fucking young.
The Keith father.
God, Keith.
There you go.
What women, Keith?
The Godfather part, Keith.
Dude, what women, Keith? I like that.
What Keith want?
What Keith want?
A nap all the time. Anyways, all right,
you guys
life.
Ready for yep. the answer to this?
Yeah.
A pencil.
Oh.
Read that again.
It's not a box.
A pencil.
Read it so I can get angry.
I am taken from a mine and shut up in a wooden case from which I am never released. And yet I am used by almost everybody.
Why did I think there was something about not seeing it ever? I guess I did that to myself.
I hate it when I hear like a thing in the riddle that didn't actually exist. And I'm like, oh, why was that? That's like what riddles, you get stuck on the small detail or something. I always get stuck on coffin.
It's like your brain will fill in. You know when you're reading something and there's a mistake, sometimes your brain doesn't realize there's a mistake.
Oh, yeah, like that sign at Jimmy John's that explains that.
Yeah.
One person online will know what I'm talking about.
Let's do a listener-submitted riddle. You can always send those to us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at HeyRiddleRiddle or on Instagram at HeyRiddleRiddle or look up the Facebook group.
Hey, and while you're like
connect with us,
doing all that bullshit online, you could just go to like iTunes and write a review of the podcast and say how good we are at riddles.
But yeah. JPC would like it if you specifically gave him a shout out.
I would love a shout out.
Shout out to JPC, but use the hashtag KeepingItReal.
Hashtag
also,
JP so horny.
Find us on the streets. We're in Chicago. Run up to us on the streets.
Someone did find me on the street the other day.
Details.
Well, I was in a movie theater, but yeah.
That's not the streets.
Oh, you're
What'd
right.
they say?
They said, shh, we're trying to watch a movie. And I was like, yeah, you're a fan of the podcast. I get it. I'm trying to live a normal life. And they're like, hey, asshole, I'm here with my estranged daughter.
And you're like,
we're trying
no,
to reconnect.
Asshole is the other host. Asshole Rofi. This one, oh boy. This one is from Brady Habick. This is going to be a doozy. Brady here, this riddle is more for your guests since the answer is in the riddle itself.
Wait, does Brady think that
we have
we're
guests?
Your guests?
Yes.
Well, you're a terrible host.
You're sitting around my table right now.
You haven't offered me tea at all.
I keep breaking all this bread and then throwing it outside. Here's the riddle. There are 30 cows in a field, 28 chickens. How many didn't? I think he got something wrong here.
Wait, what?
I printed this out verbatim.
I think you got something wrong here.
Oh, it's so late at night.
I could be stupid, and I'm very much am.
Okay.
But I think there's a typo or something. So Brady wrote, word for word, the riddle is, there are 30 cows in a field, 28 chickens. How many didn't?
How do we turn these people doing this nice thing for us to write these things in into us just burning them terribly?
Oh, Brady, baby,
wait,
baby,
30,
Brady.
How many cows and how many chickens?
30 cows.
There are 30 cows in a field, 28 chickens. How many didn't?
Oh, no. I understand.
Two.
Yeah, it's there are 30 cows, 28 ATE chickens. How many didn't? 10 cows didn't. 10 cows didn't eat chickens.
You're correct.
Oh, JPC, you're the mayor. Do you know that you're the mayor now?
Well, old man Riddles happens to be the mayor of these parts.
Why is JPC pissing himself in the corner again? I was trying to make him the mayor.
Pissing myself is the only emotion that I know how to do.
So there's 30 cows in a field and then 28 chickens?
You're never going to get it.
28 minus 30 is 10. How did you get to 10?
What?
How'd you get 10 cows?
There are 30 cows in a field, and 20 of the cows ate ATE chickens. How many didn't?
JPC is right.
There
and
is
Brady
no typo.
Was smart the whole time.
There's no typo. Brady's smart the whole time.
Oh, okay.
We're the dummies.
Well, he wrote it out ATE.
Yeah. Wait, what? Then
he wrote, there are 30 cows in a field, 20 ATE chickens. How many didn't?
That's why you said you read it out loud. So
I
the
see.
Guest can't
and then it
see.
Says the answer is 10 cows. Don't eat chickens. He also didn't put any punctuation. So this is how the answer reads exactly. The answer is 10 cows. Don't eat chickens.
You know, Adel, nothing that you can say will convince me that Brady's not smarter than all of us.
Well and done, Brady. That's a good one.
Yeah, Brady, you're the real hero. I like the ones that
Brady, you've made a cuckold out of me and an ass and a fool.
Okay, it
that's
was a
unrelated
cow,
to this, though, that he made a cuckold out of you, right? That's something, a personal thing.
I'm sorry, a cuckold, because chickens don't cuckold, don't hold cucks.
I'm sorry.
Well done.
That's good.
That's interesting.
And very good,
JPC, you fucking cuck.
Oh, boy.
Welcome back to Cuck Court.
That's our podcast.
Guilty.
All right. You know what? I got to say this right now, guys. I got to say this right off the bat. I want to plug some stuff.
Right off the bat?
Right
oh,
off the
JPC
bat.
JPC doesn't know this is the end of the podcast.
I don't, and I refuse to know, but I do want to plug some stuff.
Which brings us to our Major League Baseball podcast right off the bat.
That's pretty good. Someone should take that.
That someone's already got to do that. I know usually on the show I plug a lot of the things that I'm doing and I have going on. You can find all that on my Twitter, at JPSoFly. But what I really want to plug is The Good Place Season 2 on Netflix. I have been waiting for so long because it was off Hulu, and I just started rewatching it. I'm like 8 episodes in. Oh, my God. Can't wait for Season 3. The Good Place. Very funny show.
I was watching that right before I got here.
Well, I was too.
Weird.
Aaron. Ted Danson. He's a treasure.
You guys were together because you're talking about me.
Yes.
Here's the other thing is I just started watching Cheers recently, and I'm working my way through Cheers. I'm 3 seasons in, so I'm just doing a lot of Ted Danson in my
life.
He's
great. He's
so
great.
I never watched Cheers. Did you watch Cheers before?
To watch Cheers when it was still on? Oh, to be 35 again.
I watched Cheers a few years ago, and honestly, I don't think it ages well, and I didn't enjoy it.
Oh, it's some of it is so troubling.
There's a lot of like laugh lines where like Ted Danson's like, Diane, I'm going to put you in the back of a car and drive you off a fucking cliff. And people are like, yeah. And I'm like, he just threatened to murder that woman.
Is that where Eminem got stand
from?
It's
also insanely homophobic.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
My dad was telling me that.
And racist, too. Like, yeah. There's like an episode where there's a black person in the bar and everyone's worried. And yeah, it's just
Jesus.
Like,
I haven't watched a ton of it, but I know that there's a white guy who comes into the bar.
Norm.
And they all scream Norm. And it's like, because he's a white male, that's
the Norm.
Yeah.
The Norm. Yeah.
I think his name is Kyle.
I think so. I think his name is Kevin.
But he's the Norm.
George Wendt still has not paid for a drink to this day.
Is that true?
Well, that sounds like he's in trouble.
My dad said that he loved the show, but he never saw the pilot because it came out the week of my parents' honeymoon. And he didn't see the pilot until Cheers was on Netflix.
Oh, and the pilot was the one driving
flying
the plane?
Mm-hmm.
You can follow me at Adil Rafai on Twitter. And something I want to plug is on a Netflix delightful special called Somebody Please Feed Phil.
Is this real?
Mm-hmm. It's a guy named Phil. It's the guy who created Everybody Loves Raymond. I think it's like Phil Rosenthal.
Deborah!
That's the guy.
Uh-huh.
It's Brad Garrett's real name.
Yeah.
And he just travels the world and eats good food, and it's a really delightful show. I was just trying to take a cue from you.
I didn't know that was a real
plug
show.
Plug something fun.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Last time I do that.
Yeah, well, you learned your fucking lesson. Aaron?
Follow me on Instagram at Aaron Keef, K-E-I-F, 10. To plug on Netflix?
Yeah. What are you watching on Netflix?
You know what? Recently, I was hanging out with a 3-year-old girl a bunch, and we watched a lot of Sophia the First. And that's a great concept for a TV show.
What's the concept?
Well, it's about a girl who was doing all right, but then she became a princess overnight. I'm singing the theme song.
Uh-huh.
But she has a magic amulet, and whenever she's in trouble, it glows. And then one of the Disney princesses shows up and sings a song with her and tells her to be brave or smart or kind.
And Aaron, if you could travel anywhere in the world, but at the stroke of midnight, you turn back into a pumpkin, where would you go?
Jupiter.
Have a great night, everybody.
Hey, wait a second. That's not JPC. That's a crab. Come here, crab. This whole time, JPC's had this hard external shell.
Come here, crab. That's been said about me before.
That's our last episode. Bye forever.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.